This is a follow-up to my book titled Recording Conversations with Spirits. It includes many of the conversations quoted in that book. For clarity, many of the answers have been repeated two or three times. If you are having a problem hearing the answers, I would suggest that you try using headphones. When I ask Elvis Presley if he has any comments concerning those people who mimic his singing, he says, love them. Elvis, do you have any comments concerning the many people who mimic your singing? When I ask Sir Arthur Conan Doyle if he is present, he answers, I am.
Sir Arthur, are you present?
Here, Harry Houdini tells us that the code word he gave his wife was believe.
Harry, please tell me the code word you told your wife after your death.
When I ask Louis Armstrong to describe what I'm holding, he says, that's a candle. Louis Armstrong, can you tell me what I am holding in my right hand? When I ask Frank Sinatra to name a member of the Rat Pack, he says, Dean Martin.
Frank Sinatra, what is the full name of a member of the Rat Pack?
When I ask Nikola Tesla to say something to me, he says, I talk for many. Nikola Tesla, can you say something to me? When I ask Marilyn Monroe if her death was an accident, she replies, yes, it was. Marilyn Monroe, was your suicide an accident? Here, Stephen Hawking confirms that I am holding a candle. Stephen Hawking, can you tell me what I'm holding here in my left hand? When I ask him if he has any suggestions for those people studying science, he answers, don't give up. Stephen, do you have any suggestions for those people who are studying science? When I ask Charles Dickens if there's anything he would like to say to us, he says, comfort, love. Charles Dickens, is there anything you would like to say to us? When I ask Billy Graham if he would like to say something to his followers, he answers, change for the better. Billy Graham, would you like to say something to your followers? Emanuel Swedenborg confirms that he is currently reincarnated as a teacher by saying, yes, I am. Emanuel Swedenborg, if you are currently reincarnated as a teacher, please say, yes, I am. When I ask Constantine Radavay if he talked to Sonia Rinaldi during a conference held in Arizona last September, he answers, confirm. Mr. Constantine Radavay, if you talked to Sonia Rinaldi during a seance held in Arizona in September, please say, I confirm. When I ask Robin Williams if he would like to say something to his wife, he says, love, I can define it. Robin Williams, would you like to say something to your wife, Susan? When I ask Walt Disney if he would like to say something to his fans, he responds, something to take with you, have fun. Walt Disney, would you like to say something to your fans? Here, Jesus tells us to walk in perfect love. Jesus, can you give us another suggestion for our spiritual growth? When I asked the former atheist, Don Keith, if he would like to say something to me, he says, "Love you, Guy." Don Keith, is there anything else you would like to say at this time? Jim McQuitty tells me that the name of his mother is Betty. I had not known this before asking the question. Jim McQuitty, are you able to tell me the name of your mother? When I ask my sleeping friend Dennis if he is in pain, he says he might be. To me, this is a clear indication that he is not aware of his own human body at that time. Dennis Rendell, have you been in pain lately? After Dennis passed, I asked him if he had attended the celebration of life ceremony they had for him, and he answers, "Of course I did." Dennis Rendell, did you attend the celebration of life service they had for you yesterday? When I asked my soulmate Diane if she will tell me the name of her daughter, she answers, "Pamela," and then says, "How is your daughter?" It is interesting to note that I never told her I had a daughter. Diane, can you tell me the name of your daughter? When I ask Samantha and Spencer's dog, Emma, to say something to them, she says, "Emma better." Emma, can you please say something to Samantha and Spencer? Note that poor Emma had to be put down because she had recurring cancer.